listen to agricultural programming from Illinois Public Media on demand anytime you'd like on our website. The address is willag.org. There we post all of the programming from the opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between, not long after it airs on our radio stations. And in the case of Commodity Week, before it ever airs on any radio station, Commodity Week is recorded Thursday afternoon, usually posted late on Thursday evening. Agricultural programming from Illinois Public Media. Find it online at willag.org. Listening to the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. In the Midwest, we have received a great deal of rain, especially in my part of the world over the weekend, but not so much that things look really bad. They just start to look really good. What do we see in the future?
Well, I would say it's going to continue to be the same pattern here for the Corn Belt and Midwest as we look ahead over the next couple of weeks. Where temperatures are going to be darn close to average, nothing too hot, nothing too cold, and we're going to continue to have episodes where there is going to be some clusters of showers and thunderstorms moving through. This could be especially true in the western Corn Belt areas. We expect Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, in the coming days ahead to see some good chances for precipitation. That better precipitation will then move into the central and eastern Corn Belt as we get into the early to middle portions of next week. So when you put that all together, it looks just about right in terms of what you want to see this time of year. Some chances of rain, not too much, and temperatures that are warming up, but nothing that's getting too hot or too cool.
No, kind of that Goldilocks thing you've been talking about. Actually, with Goldilocks, there's always a little too much and a little too not enough. And I guess if you go to the south, depending on whether you're in the west or the east, you kind of end up with the same sorts of functions.
That's right. Now, one good piece of news for folks in the soaked areas of Oklahoma and Texas. The southern plains will see a drier period. I think they'll have wet weather return, but for the next week to 10 days, those southern plains will be a little bit drier. For the southeastern states that have been dry for May and into early June, they're going to see the chances of rain increase across Georgia, the southeast United States, and into Florida as well.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Here's a list of agricultural websites I think you should visit, starting with our own, willag.org, willag.org, the Farm Doc website. The address there is farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. It's a newspaper of sorts that's updated once a day during the business day with a brand new article from the Ag Economist right here on campus. It's farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Their working site, the places where you can pick up all kinds of Excel spreadsheets and such, is farmdoc.illinois.edu. So FarmDoc Daily and FarmDoc. And then, of course, the Bulletin website, which is bulletin.ipm.illinois.edu. Easiest to search bulletin and illinois.edu on Google to find out what the crop scientists here on campus are saying about the growing conditions in the state of Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.